episode 941, Give Thanks.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How are you doing? It is Inspiration Day, and I am so excited that you're here. You know what? I just want to bring it down, though, a little bit. No matter where you are in your week already, maybe you're already struggling, maybe you are on fire. Regardless of the spectrum that you are on right now, I want you to think about giving thanks. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Today might be a day too heavy to carry. Yesterday, a day you want to forget. In all circumstances, give thanks. Even when you don't feel like it, you got to give thanks. And that's really tough to do. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. There's power in being grateful. And when you use gratitude to fuel your day, nothing is impossible. A lot of people would ask me, I mean, throughout my entire life, we've moved around a ton, and they would say, what is it with you, Christiane? You've got this energy, you've got this level, you're always bubbly. There's something about it. If you could just bottle that up and sell it, you would make billions upon billions of dollars. And I'm like, it's not me. It comes from not only Jesus Christ, but giving thanks. There's power in being grateful. And when you use gratitude to fuel that day, you got to remember, nothing is impossible. Your mind doesn't focus on the negative because you redirect it to the good, the positive. However, you got to understand this. You know, even when you give thanks, that doesn't mean that you're bearing all the quote unquote bad emotions. Yes, you're human. You're going to feel upset, frustrated, irritated, maybe even angry. You aren't living a false life, but it's the rebound from the storms. It's how you come up for air. Give thanks. I can remember when my dad passed away, being the oldest child, I did feel the responsibility to help my mom. You know, I had to hold it together. Yes, I was very emotional, but at the same time, I knew I had to get things done because you just had to get things done. And for those of you who don't know, my dad passed away unexpectedly at the age of 65. He was driving his car and had a massive heart attack while driving and did not survive. And so it was very, very unexpected, not planned. I mean, a car accident and a heart attack all wrapped into one. Praise the Lord, no one else was hurt. But during this time, we were living out of state. And so I did everything I could to help my mom from afar. And some people actually questioned me about how I could, you know, just get everything done, planning three services, writing my goodbye. I like to think of it, though, as my aloha. You see, I was fueled by gratitude. It wasn't that I wasn't going to miss my dad. Of course I'm going to miss him. I mean, he was my dad. He did everything for me. You know, I was grateful for the relationship with my daddy. I was grateful that we were only 4 hours away when he passed away, so that after all of this was said and done, I could be there for my mom easier than where we used to live. I also, though, was very frustrated. Frustrated that my dad would not be able to see his grandchildren grow up, even marry them too, because he married my husband and myself. But in the end, I was grateful. That's what got me through a very difficult time. It's gratitude. It's something that just mends your heart because it's something greater. When you focus on the negative, it's the petty stuff, the stuff that really doesn't matter. What is fueling your day? Is it the mistakes of others? The crazy driver who cut you off this morning while driving? Is it the children whining and only making more work for you? Or is it the beauty of your children gifted to you by God? Is it the opportunity to extend grace, to let the crazy driver who cut you off to get where he needed to go 2 seconds faster? Give thanks. Perspective. What's your perspective today? How is it looking? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Did you sit here and just try to, you know, just pull yourself together saying, I'm just going to be grumpy today. I don't want to go to work. I just hate my job. I just don't like it. I don't want to pay the bills. And my marriage is falling apart. I'm trying to build this business. I mean, you could go on and on and on and on and on. But in all of that mess, I guarantee you, there's gratitude to be found. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. How do you see your day now? What can you look at? Maybe something that's already happened to you earlier today or yesterday, maybe even a week ago, that's still bothering you, that when you lay your head down on the pillow, you're reenacting the whole scene, the situation, the experience. Pull out something that you can be grateful for. I know school is up and coming for a lot of kiddos, and it's a tough time to go back to school. Now, I know some parents out there, they are celebrating. They're like, woohoo, I cannot wait to get them out of the house. I want my life back. And I'm actually one of those reverse ones. I love having my kids around. I love having them by my side. Yes, do they get on my nerves all the time? But you know what? They're children. But they're a gift. And I have to look at those circumstances. And pretty soon, you know what? They're not going to be there to bother me. Or I may not be there to bother them. Give thanks. You know, when they're sitting here whining about going to school, remind them of things they can be grateful for. Celebrate your day. I'm sure you've heard of people who will write down, they say, oh, you know, I have my gratitude journal. We've talked about the joy jar. Use the joy jar again. Get it back out. Start putting in one thing that comes to mind every day. Just one. You don't have to name three. You can name 10. We just choose not to. Because we're so focused on the CRAP in our life that we forget about the beauty that surrounds us even more. So what is your outlook today? Fuel your day with how God fuels his. Give thanks. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessing hugs and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.